This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 204 for Thursday, January 2nd. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are on the rise Thursday on the first day of trading for the new calendar year. The markets in Canada and the United States were closed Wednesday for New Year's. At the final settlement, the March canola contract advances $9.10 at $625 per ton, and the May contract climbs $8.60 at $632.50 per ton. Support for canola is coming from gains in Chicago soybeans and soy meal, along with those in European rapeseed. However, Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil are to the downside. Strong upticks in crude oil are a little softer than earlier, but with spillover still finding its way into the vegetable oils. An analyst notes there's almost nothing in the Chicago soy complex that would be bullish in the coming weeks, meaning that there's little that can underpin canola futures. Meanwhile, the March canola contract remains above its 20-day moving average as it hovers around its 100-day average. The Canadian dollar eases back Thursday afternoon with the loonie at 69.42 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 69.5. The weather forecast for the United States Plains contains little in the way of precipitation for the coming 7 days, with below normal temperatures on the way. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reports ethanol production increases to 1.11 million barrels per day and ethanol stocks expand to 23.6 million barrels. StoneX adds 5.2 million tons to its call on the Brazil soybean crop, now at 171.4 million. StoneX also raises its Brazil soybean export projection by 4 million tons at 107 million. Rain is in the 8 to 14 day weather outlook for most of Argentina, which should alleviate dry conditions. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher and the March contract tacks on 1.5 cents at $10.12 per bushel. March soy oil turns around to dip almost a tenth of a cent at 40.27 cents per pound. March soy meal is up $3 at $319.90 per short ton. Also in Chicago, March corn turns around to nudge up a penny at $4.59.5 per bushel. In another turnaround, March oats slip 1 cent at $3.29.5. The U.S. wheat complex turns lower as Chicago March gives up 6 cents at $5.45. Kansas City March loses 7.5 cents at $5.52. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March is down 7 cents at $5.89. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, January 2nd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.